energy and all of that. We are hunters here, but we are being hunted as well. Because this hunting game goes on and on. Because we understand that the beauty hunts people. We know that love will hunt people. We catch them and turn them around, change them to something else. And all of this will declare the principle of change. And we understand that when you punish yourself, you will not become rough anymore. When you transform, when you elevate yourself to another level, you will not go back. This is the best part of it. And we know that we learn all of this in a way from the echo of this sound within us. This will touch someone, it will echo, will touch someone else, and so on and so on. We know that some of us will reflect upon this and will echo this once, some of us 100 times, because there are these magicians, they are mirrors. They reflect the light back to everyone 100%. Who are they? They are some people that we see. And when we are in that state of mind, they don't want to change anymore. They have arrived in a way. If you call them that, hey, you're in that pot, say, this is it, please. Do not interrupt. These are just some explanations. I'm using some words to explain that feeling which is only understood by experiencing. Because how could you explain ecstasy to someone who had never had the luxury to have a real pleasure? It's something to experience. This experience is something that we talk about today. The first rule of that experience is, remember, whenever we say being in that state of mind, suddenly you will realize that you are not qualified. Okay? And this is a general feeling always. But remember something else. Let's go back again. Being in that state of mind needs a lot of qualifications. But before everything else, remember, non-qualified present is better than a qualified non-present fellow. Presence is the base. Why do we say this? Because of that enemy in you. You remember the enemy in you, the ego, the intelligence? That one will say, yes, listen, but of course. They talk about this holy stuff, but me and the holiness, give me a break. We know ourselves, you know. These are the excuses that intelligence will bring in to stop you. You tell me why intelligence is doing this. Why the intelligence is cheating and trying to convince you that you're not good enough to be a holy person. Because it does. When you think of becoming the holiest person walking on the earth, I say, nah, give me a break. Me and the holiness. Why does it do it? First you should understand why does it do it. Then we could fight it. We talked about why does it do it. Remember, two kind of feeling. One is earthly, one is, let's say, Holy One, right? This earthly one is intelligence, isn't it? Intelligence itself wants to bring you down to earth, because earth is the domain of the intelligence. He's the boss, rightfully. He's made for that, remember? Intelligence was made to keep my animal alive, right? So, the interest of my intelligence is my body, is my physical existence. The other one, we were honest enough, right at the beginning we said, the other stuff is out of reach of this one. You remember? We named our path beyond the logic. We declared it because we know there are two. The logic is basic, is there, but it will cheat you. It doesn't want you to become that, because that one, in one way, the name of the saints is crazy. Remember? Majnun. Because it's junun. It's craziness. Giving instead of taking. Being ready to die for something instead of killing for something. This is what it is. So we should always be aware and understand the enemy inside. This enemy inside is pulling me down towards the earthly matters. Who is candidate for today's reading? That fellow, he has never done that. Let's punish him today. Yep.
1350. Sorry, 1350? 51. I am the fire. If it seems dubious to thee, lay thy face upon my face for my moment.
No.
May my soul and mind be a sacrifice to the sea. The sea has paid the blood price of mind and soul. I will march in it as long as my feet move. When feet remain not, I am in it like ducks. An unrespectful person present is better than one absent. Though the ring be crooked, it is not on the door.
You remember that unrespectful stuff I told you last time? It's not unrespectful. It's that word he used at the beginning, remember? He talked about adapa, which means the way to do something, the ritual, the manner, all of that. So be adapa, we normally use it in plural, adab, means the ceremony. He said, that ceremony is important. To us, it's very important. Because step by step, you will move and you will go higher. But remember, even without that ceremony, without that ritual, you should be present. Do not let that be an excuse. Yes, because he's talking about the ancient doors, doorbell is something is hanging, you knock it. It's normally the simplest thing is a ring. Therefore, the door opener will be called the ring. You say, okay, imagine a rotten ring, which is even distorted, it's no good. But it's on the door, it's closed, it's good, it's over there. Understand that, yes.
Home, defiled in body, frequent the tank. Outside of the tank, how shall a man be cleansed? The pure one who has been banished from the tank becomes far also from his purity. The purity of this tank is infinite. The purity of bodies is of little weight. Because the heart is a tank, yet in ambush it has hidden channel to the sea. Your finite purity wants reinforcement. Otherwise, number is diminished in expenditure. The water said to the defiled one, "Hasten into me." The defiled one said, "I feel shame before water." Said the water, "Without me, how shall this shame go? Without me, how shall this defilement be removed?" Every defiled one who hides from the water is, shame hinders faith.
What does all this mean? What was he talking about? He was talking about a very stupid fellow who is filthy. The water is calling him, the pool of water will call him that. Come in me, be clean. Oh, I'm so filthy, I'm ashamed of the clean water. This is the intelligence excuse not to wash itself. What a silly stuff. The pool will say, if you don't come in me, you will be filthy forever. So what? This is the example brought up after declaring something. He declared two different kind of pool of water. It calls hose, little basin, something like that. Said there are two kind of this. One is the pool of water of your body. I mean, in here, this is a pool of water. Right? What is this? This is a machine full of information, knowledge, the water. This is a pool. There is another pool of water which is your heart. What is the difference? In your heart, the water is not earthly. It's not the knowledge about the earth. Is knowledge about beyond, because itself is beyond. Is, first of all, your heart is in non-existence, right? Or exists. There is no muscle, something, stuff somewhere over there. We call the real heart, heart of the matter, is that non-existence, that maker stuff, which is not physical. Okay, look at these two pools. You could wash yourself in both of them, but they are different. First of all, let's talk about this one. What could you say about the pool of the water in my fleshy body, you doctor? What could you say about the water in here? The information in my body. First thing is that this is quite limited, isn't it? It's limited to me, to this body, and to this time of history, right? If it was 200 years ago, we didn't know about the little stuff inside. But they're here, so this is full of water, the real information. What about the heart? The heart is not limited. So that water is like a fountain, which you could use forever. It doesn't finish. This, with a little bit interruption, you declare this sick. You have to change something in this. The other one doesn't matter. Look how he described it. He started, first of all, talking about the pool and said, okay, if you don't go in it, if you don't dip in the water, you don't wash yourself, you remain filthy. I don't care what your excuses are. Are you ashamed of water, that kind of stuff? Those are attitude. The cleanness of the heart, the pool of water in the heart, is unlimited, but the cleanness of the body, physical body, is little way, is quite limited. That was the first stuff. Why? Because the heart is a tank. Tank isn't fluid, hose is not a tank. Okay. It's a tank